Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on WWL's draft coverage, we've got Cooper Flagg going number one overall. After that, it was Harper to the San Antonio Spurs, VJ Edgecombe going to the Sixers, Colin Knuppel number four overall going to the Charlotte Hornets, and we just saw Ace Bailey, Rutgers guard, getting selected number five to the Utah Jazz. The Wiz are on the clock right now.
Yeah, maybe the first quote-unquote surprise of the night with Ace Bailey, because it sounded like he was trying to force his way into one of Washington, New Orleans, or
maybe
even
one
Brooklyn.
Of those private visits was to Utah. Who knows?
Well, I guess we'll find out after the draft ends. But yeah, no, Ace Bailey going fifth overall, and that's probably the first kind of surprising move of the night.
Guy joining us now, Pelicans radio studio host Gus Kattengill. Thanks so much for the time, Gus. How you been doing, man?
For sure, man. You could cut the tension with a knife in here, can't you? Getting closer and closer. It's interesting. All we've done, and you guys already did this a couple months ago with the NFL draft, right? You look at mock drafts left and right. You look at who's going to be there around that time. At least it's easier being at 7. You have kind of a ballpark. You know 1 and 2 are going to be 1 and 2. So you can kind of start digging into it. And you guys just had Jim on, and we did a series of podcasts where we looked at every team before the Pels, which is great because then I could find out what I needed to know about what was it going. Because let's be honest, right? It's kind of been one of my themes going into this draft and during the season with college basketball, with NIL, kind of like with football, right? I mean, players move so much, guys, that until March Madness comes, I'm doing basically a very quick study as to who is who and what is what, right? When it came to Harper and Baylor, it's like, wait, those two guys can go one, you know, either one or two or one and three in the top three, and it didn't make the NCAA tournament. I'm lost. I'm like, how many people does Duke have that could be in the draft? So it helped doing that exercise because if not, I wouldn't be able to tell you who's doing what.
It's like Rutgers has two top guys here, and they were terrible.
You only play five at one time, right?
Exactly.
And then two of them are going to be lottery picks, if not could have been top three picks. So it was interesting. But I guess in doing that process, one thing that I found that was interesting is you have one and two. And then from three to about 15, I keep looking at it as, what do you want? It's fit.
Yeah.
And you keep hearing, and I'm sure you guys have been talking about it too, you could have a guy that can go three or four, that if he slides to 7 or 8, a team might have him as their third or fourth best player. And the reason why I'm getting into that as we get closer with the Pels, you like shooters? They got shooters. You got point guards like Jeremiah Fears, who people really love, right? Trey Johnson's a scorer there from Texas. So if you like those guys, you like three-point shots, you like point guards, you got that. If you like bigs, which is something that maybe the Pels could be looking at, because you have Eve Misi, who had an outstanding rookie season, right? Made one of the teams in the league. You got a very big guy out of Duke, could be the third Dukie going in the top 10, and that would be Kamen Maluwach, my pick, right? Not that you asked me already, but, dude, 7'9", wingspan, 7'2".
Awesome.
Charlie, you can't teach size and speed.
You cannot.
And this guy has that, and
he hasn't turned 19 yet, right?
No, that's what I'm saying.
And, you know, we were talking with Jim about this as well. The Pelicans had some deficiencies last year with defense and with rebounding. I think you can figure out a lot of those things with Kamen Maluwach, the guy that's ready to come in and kind of anchor a defense from the center of the floor. And Kamen Maluwach, as you mentioned, you can't really teach the size. Oh, Trey Johnson just got selected by the Washington Wizards.
Take him off the draft board, and now the New Orleans Pelicans are on the clock.
And this is where what's going to be interesting, right? Because, again, a guy like Jeremiah Fears, right, can come in right now and sort of help. He is a point guard that can not only score, but he can run the court, right?
The word that keeps coming up with Jeremiah Fears
general?
Is dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, he is a very dynamic guy with
the
ball in his hands.
The look on my face. That's what I'm saying. You can go one or the other way. And the reason why I mean that is you have Eve Misi, you have Carlo Matkovic, right? That center room, that big room, Charlie, we were just talking about before on the air.
Right.
You don't have a lot of those guys like that. And I think one thing that we've seen is, what am I trying to do in the West? I'm trying to make the postseason, for starters. Then eventually I want to win the West, get, you know, advance those rounds. OKC has size. They have length, right? And when you look at it in the past series that the Pels have played against those top-tier teams and you're seeing everybody else, San Antonio's big. And they haven't been a playoff team. So that's where I'm going. You go up and down. There's a lot of size. Pels don't have a lot of that size, in my mind. So I right now I'm completely cool. I'm ecstatic if I'm that room. I can go with a guy like that. Like you said, Jeremiah Face is dynamic. DeJounte Murray may not come back to February. I know you made a trade. Perhaps we'll see what happens. You know, they can maybe fill that room or stuff. But that's a guy that can come in and help. And then you have a guy that's a big that can help. So
to your point about the center position as well, there's something to be said about having, and as we mentioned earlier, the defensive deficiencies, the rebounding deficiencies, there's something to be said of having 48 minutes of good center play a night, right? And you have a good amount of it with Emisi, and you know what you have in him after a very strong rookie campaign. But after that, there's the question marks there. And that's why I think I'm in Malawach. If I'm, you know, Joe Dumars, and I'm not Joe Dumars, but if I'm sitting in that seat, I think that would be my decision.
I think the other thing that's going to be interesting, too, is do you field phone calls and what you can do, right, on that. But, again, I'm in a situation where, look, don't overthink it. It's real simple, right? Were you a playoff team last year?
No.
Hell no.
Have you had issues staying healthy?
Right.
I need as many available, talented bodies that I can get. Period. It's really that simple to me. I'll figure it out. You know, I mean, it's the same thing I'm sure you heard the coaching staff here that has the fleur-de-lis on their helmets, right? Bringing as much talent as you can possibly bring, and it will figure it out. And you play the best players on there. If this was a team that was a consistent first or second round team playing in the Western Conference championships, then we're specific, right? You're not. I need as much talent as I can possibly get.
And that's part of what makes this draft so interesting, is that you have that second first round pick as well with the 23rd overall pick. You traded Indiana's first round pick next year back to them. You get their 23rd overall pick this year. And now you can kind of see Joe Dumars start to put his imprint on this roster. And he's already made a couple of moves. And now with the 7th overall pick and with the 23rd overall pick, I think you're going to make multiple selections tonight.
I agree. And I think that was the thing that's interesting, because obviously when you see that trade for that pick, everyone's like, oh, you're using it to move up stuff. Hey, look. With this new CBA, you can't stack. You're going to have to draft. It's kind of actually really nice because, let's be honest, probably in the past, you look at Thursday and you're like, who's in the second round? Teams in the past, and we've covered it, Steve. I've known you forever. That second round pick, people were selling for bag of beignets and cash in the past.
Exactly.
You cannot do that anymore. The Pels have had success with late picks and second round picks as well, specifically. But I think teams in the NBA have to build now. And those guys are so important to get in. Bench, no bench. I was listening to a national show this morning. They were talking about the Denver Nuggets, and specific with Jokic. When they won, they had a solid bench that helped them. This year, no bench. That guy had his best statistical season as a Denver Nugget, Jokic, the Joker. Right. You've got to have guys that can help you. How important is Alvarado? How important are guys that have come off the bench or haven't been, you know, top 10 lottery picks for the Pelicans that have helped them win games?
Right.
You know, got to have it.
When you look at, you mentioned past picks that they've been successful with, that's something I feel like this Pelicans organization, the scouting department, has done a heck of a job in, you know, and feel like hopefully that continues going into this year, because I feel last season we saw a guy like Yves Missy get drafted, and a lot of folks have felt were poo-pooing the pick, and look what he ended up turning out to be.
Again, it kind of goes back to something that I kind of hinted at, too. You just don't know, right? I mean, it's hard to follow a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys are younger and things of that nature, which I do think, guys, is going to change. NIL money, you've seen the last couple of weeks, people have reported European leagues maybe either folding or not being as popular because they can now go to college and make a couple million dollars and you know, make money that way. So I think college basketball, you can start seeing some guys stick and a little bit more talent that way. But to your point, that guy was the 21st pick. And I would argue, I could make an argument right here if we had longer time, he might have been the team's MVP, to be honest with you.
Definitely that one of the dunk best against,
one, that dunk against Miles Turner early in the season, the block shot.
Zach Edey as
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got a guy who's 21 that forced you to make him a starter in the first week. I mean, when no one expected that. So, hey, man, to me, 23 matters and 7 matters. So.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm looking, going back to Kalman Malawach, the pro comp from CBS Sports, they have him as Mitchell Robinson. And I think that's a – went to Chalmette High. He's kind of a local connection there. But it's definitely interesting to see, you know, the potential ceiling pick. Because we've talked about drafting for need versus drafting for ceiling. I almost think that Malawach kind of fills a little bit of both.
I want to say something to you. Because, again, I'm ecstatic if I'm on the other side of this building right now, right? Because I can make my pick up to what I want. And you said with Veers, he's dynamic. And I think with Malawach, there's so much potential in size and strength. Let's just take a look at the finals, right? One of the things that I was talking with Jim in our podcast, Pel's got to find that identity. What are we? What are you going to do? More importantly, what did you see with those two teams? They were led by a player, whether it's SGA and Halliburton, and what did they do? Give me the ball. Attack. Yep. Right. Go. Got to score. Defense is great. At some point in time, though, you got to have a player that wants the ball, can be dynamic, and more importantly, if you got a guy like Z and Trey, you know.
Kind of be the maestro.
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice when you can create space and all those aspects.
The pick is in, Steve, so we're just kind of waiting on it.
I'm trying to read y'all's poker face because I don't have a screen in front of me. Y'all have computers and Twitter and all that.
I'm waiting for
Are you going
Sean's.
Twitter or are you going X, Steve? What are we doing?
I still say Twitter.
I still say tweet too as well.
Yeah, I do as well.
It's hard to change the old dog, you know. And I don't know. X doesn't have that ring to it as Twitter.
Here it is.
Oh, and there we go. We'll be live right now as we get the Pelicans pick at number 7. Curious to see what we end up shaking out with for the Pels.
Adam Silver is giving it now. And it is Jeremiah Fears, the point guard from Oklahoma. Talking about a floor general. Yeah, Steve.
So combo size, speed, you know, shot making, creation. A long-term upside here with the pick for the Pels. Wasn't someone that I feel like that we were talking about much here, Charlie, though.
Yeah, Fierce was always on the kind of board. I think that he could have gone as high as 4 is what I was hearing in kind of the pre-draft stuff with, you know, Charlotte potentially being comfortable with playing him next to LaMelo Ball, which I thought would have been kind of a weird fit. But the Pelicans have been trying to figure out their point guard position for quite some time. That's why they made the trade for DeJounte Murray this past year. Obviously, you know, the injuries that happened this past season, we know what happened with DeJounte. And, you know, addressing the future of the point guard position with Jeremiah Fears, a very, very young guy, 18 years old, and we'll see what he can kind of do in a Pelicans uniform.
I think the other thing, too, guys, again, as I'm looking at that pick, and I'm just thinking of all the things that were said specifically about him. You mentioned floor general. It's a guy that wants the ball, right, and also can find where the players are going to go, finding space. And look, there's two things that just kind of stick out in my mind. I'm trying to kind of wrap my thoughts around it. Injuries have been a problem for many, many years.
Right.
What's another one that drives poor Graf nuts? Turnovers. And I've said this, look, when they made the trade for DeJounte Murray, we saw briefly, right, in that opening game, what a guy like that brings. You need that. Somebody that made it to the NBA, Charlie and Steve, as a point guard.
Yeah.
And I get it. I get Z. I get that he can point Z. I get that. You know what would be great for me? Catch the ball in the block or in the paint and do one or two steps, run somebody over, dunk it or kiss it off the glass. When you're constantly having to take on two or three defenders 30 feet away to get to 10 feet, your body contact, even on made shots, the guy is hitting the deck every single time. What's the number one goal with that guy? You want to get him into the postseason. How about having a point guard or several? Because it's not, look, DeJounte Murray, we're going to get him back at some point, right?
Right.
You do have Alvarado. He can't play all those games. You got to have people that can bring the ball up the court. Don't turn the ball over. Get it to the people that need to. More importantly, can read the game. That's what a point guard is. He's a quarterback. You know, it's not like, hey, let's give the ball to Taysom or let's give the ball to, you know, somebody else to do it. There's a reason you're a quarterback at that high level. There's a reason you're a point guard at the high level. I like the pick.
Pelicans radio studio host Gus Kattengill joining us here on WWL. Thank you so much, Gus. Enjoy the rest of the draft, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yep.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more of our NBA draft coverage. The pick is in for the Pelicans. 7th overall selection, Jeremiah Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma. We'll get more and break down that right after the break here on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.